A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeons, those who live in darkness. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are telling me to, and yet you are coming to me. Jesus said to him in reply, Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord. The Christmas season raises many questions. Questions like, why was Jesus born in a manger in Bethlehem? Why did the whole Holy Family have to go into exile into Egypt? And today's feast, the question, why was Jesus baptized? Well, reading between the lines of Scripture, we can find answers to those questions. Jesus was born in Bethlehem because it was the city of David. He was born in Bethlehem to show that he was a son of David, one of the royal line, a successor to the kings of Israel. The family went into exile to show that Jesus was the new Israel. Israel had gone down into Egypt to escape from famine, and came out again under Moses to escape slavery. And so Jesus, to show that he was that new Israel, also went into exile and came back. Now, today's reading tells us that Jesus was baptized so that he and those with him would hear the voice from heavens proclaim, This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased, and, according to Jesus' own words, to fulfill all righteousness. The word righteousness doesn't sound right to me because I associate it with self-righteousness, the kind of people whom Jesus constantly was accusing in his ministry of being self-righteous. But in this case, righteousness means setting things right. And there, the other readings today give us some help in understanding what that might mean. The Acts of the Apostles tell us that Jesus went about doing good and leading all those who are oppressed by the devil. And the prophecy from Isaiah makes that even more explicit, saying that the coming Messiah would not cry out or shout or break bruised reeds or quench smoldering wicks. Rather, He will come to establish justice, opening the eyes of the blind, bringing prisoners from confinement, and light to those confined in dungeons. But answers to good questions usually open up more questions, and in the case of the baptism of Jesus, another question might be, what does Jesus' baptism have to do with ours? Jesus, when he came to his baptism, was already Son of God, sinless Son of God. He didn't come to be cleansed of sin. The purpose of his baptism was to make known that he was already sinless. When we come to baptism, we are sinners. We are out of relationship with God, whether it's through original sin only, as in the case of babies, or whether it's through our own actual sins, in the case of children and adults who know what sin is. We are brought into relationship with God through baptism. Jesus was, after all, baptized with the baptism of John. And John's baptism was to point forward to the coming of the Messiah. His baptism of Jesus was, in fact, his final act, the final act of his ministry, because he was actually able to point to Jesus and say, here is the one I have been speaking about. The baptism of Jesus is something else again. Its purpose is to unite us to Jesus, rather to God, through Jesus. It's always interesting to ask, were the apostles baptized? There's no word of it in the Gospels. We assume that those apostles who came to Jesus from John the Baptist had been baptized by John, but there's no word of Jesus ever baptizing anybody. How did his apostles get baptized? Well, you could say that they didn't need baptism with water because through their contact with Jesus, through their immediate hearing of his word, through their experience with him of his death and resurrection, they were already baptized into his mission, into his ministry. We do know that they immediately, in fact, they were sent by Jesus to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we know that they did that. In other words, they brought others into the mission of Jesus through baptism of water, the mission that they had been brought into by their immediate calling by Jesus. But perhaps our baptism is not so much different from the baptism of Jesus by John, because John's baptism made Jesus known. That's what its purpose was. And our baptism in Jesus is also to make Jesus known, to make his presence real. We are called not only to be washed with water, but to go forth and live a new life, to live the mercy and the justice of Jesus, to open the eyes of the blind, to free prisoners, to avoid crushing reeds and destroying the weak. We are baptized to make Jesus known. In our baptism, Jesus calls us to celebrate and to live our baptism so that he can be known as present in our world today.